This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and I'm on my own again. As we enter lockdown 7 or 8 or 4 or 5 or whatever it is, there's been more franchises to lockdown than there has been to Police Academy so far, hasn't there? Anyway, I'm sadly here on my own. I was hoping to be joined in the studio by the lovely Bird on a Bike, Sarah Ann Lucas. Unfortunately, due to the lockdown, she's not allowed to be here. But the good news is I am going to be talking to her on the phone shortly after 2 o'clock. So do stay tuned for that. It'll be lovely to catch up with Bird and find out what she's up to and what she's been doing. I've also got a great lineup of guests that we're going to be talking to as the show unfolds. We're going to be talking to Joe Moffat of Wood Reed and Penny Williams of the Kenwood Trust. So we've got a packed show, but I'd love to hear from you, the audience out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You could actually call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You could email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker. We have had quite a few tweets in at the moment. I've got a lot of news to share with you, loads of things to talk about. So let's crack on. And first and foremost, I want to say a huge thank you to the show sponsor. The Business Bunker Show is very pleased to partner with leading employment law firm Locke Associates Group. They'll be bringing you regular news, information and help with employment law, health and well-being at work. You can find out more about Locke Associates Group by going to their website, which is www.lockassociates.co.uk. And that's Locke, spelled L-O-C-H, lockassociates.co.uk. So thank you to Locke Associates for supporting the Business Bunker Show. Some breaking news. On the back of the lockdown announced by the government last night, HM Treasury an hour ago announced a new set of grants. There is now £9,000 per premises available in grants for anybody in the retail, hospitality or leisure sector impacted by the lockdown. So that's £9,000 per premises if you're in retail, hospitality and leisure. They've also announced a £594 million fund for other businesses. So that's businesses that aren't in retail, hospitality and leisure, but are affected by the lockdown, which of course would be the supply chain. So there's 594 million quid of taxpayer money available for that. If you want to find out or apply for any of these grants, it is very new. They literally have only just announced this. But there is a website, a government website, where you can find out more about it, which is gov.uk/government/news. That's gov.uk/government/news. Check it out. But I guess as it unfolds, like in previous grants, it will be administered by your local authority, presumably. And as they get the details, I'm sure they will announce them. But of course, at the moment, it's all very new. So probably not much point in ringing your local council and asking for the money today, because they probably don't know. But over the next few days, it will become clearer, I'm sure, how you claim your 9K per premises if you're in retail, hospitality or leisure, or how you claim against the £594 million fund for businesses impacted. But keep on top of that. Check it out. Make sure that you get what you can in order to keep your business going. Whilst we're talking about HMRC and various government schemes, you can now submit your claims under the Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme for December. These must be made by the 14th of January, so you've only got just over a week left. Make sure you have the latest information by going to a live Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme webinar. And in the webinar, you can find out who can claim, who you can claim for, how to calculate what you claim, and how to make a claim. They'll continue to update the webinars to reflect the latest information as it becomes available. So to find and register for a webinar that you can attend at your leisure, if you go to register.gotowebinar.com, register.gotowebinar.com, and that's for the Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme. Okay, we've got lots of tweets coming in, which is lovely. So let's read a couple of those. The lovely Catherine at Booker White, a bookkeeping specialist in West Kent, and they say, hi, Business Bunker, have a great day. Rosemary Williams, business coach, hi, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, have a great day, have a good show, thank you. The lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors have been on, that's MPSL on the Twitter, give them a follow. What else have we got here? Bev and Tony, Chips and Dinks. I think Bev got tea this morning. I think it was Tone's turn to make the tea this morning. She says, Happy New Year, Business Bunker. So pleased that you're back on air today, bringing us some normality, hope, helpful information, laughs into this even crazier world we find ourselves in today. And they say, thinking of all the businesses like us who are affected by lockdown. Absolutely. Sadly, there's not going to be much laughs, I'm afraid, because there's nobody to laugh at. Well, it's me, obviously, but it's just me in the studio today, which is a shame. But there you go. We'll do our best. I might even tell you a joke later. How about that? Athol Bray have said, Happy New Year, Business Bunker team. Difficult times ahead for individuals and businesses, especially as it feels we're making no progress. Yeah, here's hoping the increased restrictions pay dividends, and until then we'll still be able to continue providing training remotely. Yeah, interesting. I don't want to get into a whole rant about this because we've done enough of this on social media, but I think it's about time that the government started looking at alternatives to this, because clearly we've now locked down seriously four times in one way or another, and yet the infection rate apparently is still going up. So I would suggest it's not working, and maybe we need to think of a different way of doing it. It's interesting that now they're starting to roll out the vaccines, although if you've followed any of us on Twitter, you know that there's been quite a bit of a fiasco around that in terms of people getting their dates and stuff. But hopefully that will smooth itself out over the course of the next week or so, and we'll start to make some progress. Tracy Ann Barker, Tabba _ official on Twitter. Happy first Business Bunker of 2021. Yeah, of course, it's our first one of the new year. She says, I won't be listening live this week. Busy training another group of managers, but we'll be listening to the replay later on. I hope all you and your listeners are able to digest last night's announcement. Stay safe. Have a great show. Thank you, Tracy Ann. That's very kind of you. Yeah, I think we're all still trying to come to terms with what on earth's going on and where we're going. You know, the trouble is, and I know it's difficult, but, you know, 2 days ago, everybody's gearing up to go take the kids back to school. They go back to school for one day and then it stopped again. It's just, it's not just the lockdowns, it's the disruption. You know, you open up a business after Christmas, and then 3 days later, you have to close it again, you know, and it's this stop, start, stop, start. That's more of a killer than just being stopped, because you have to spend money gearing up to open. You have to put in place lots of systems and procedures and processes to keep your staff and customers and everybody safe. And then all of a sudden, you have to shut again. So it's all gone to waste. It's really difficult. Charity Buddy have been on. Could I have a shout out, please, Paul? Have a great show. Of course you can. That's Martin Reeves. Charity Buddy, Charity _ Buddy on the Twitter. Martin does lots to try and raise money for lots of local charities, so do give Martin some love and support on the Twitter, please. Just while I'm talking about that, we've got a new follower to follow, and let me just make sure I've got the correct it's Gemma, G-E-M-M-A, Gemma Your VPA. It's a new business launching. Gemma has launched her business in Kent, and she's just joined Twitter. So do give her a follow, please, on the Twitter, and say hello and find out about her business. Check out her website. She's very pleased with her proud new website. So do look it out. Gemma, Your VPA, new to Twitter. Please give her a follow. I had this email come in last night, which is interesting, and it was launched yesterday, the 4th of January, a cloud-based COVID-19 test register for schools. It eliminates the administrative burden of delivering schools' COVID-19 testing in line with Department of Education requirements. With the announcement that all secondary schools must test their students, Thompson Screening immediately began adapting its Innovate UK-funded COVID-19 test manager software for use by schools. The new COVID test register for schools includes Department of Education consent forms and letters for parents, consent and registration management, unique identifier search, recording test barcode ID, simultaneous use by staff, filtering lists by year group, tutor group or similar categories, including children to follow up from positive tests, reporting at pupil level, anonymizing reporting at school level, heat maps for clusters or other warning signs, managing ongoing testing for specific groups of pupils, importing and exporting data via CSV files, reporting to public health and other bodies as may be required. You can find out more by going to the website, which is www.uk.schoolscreener.com. That's uk.schoolscreener.com/school-covid-manager. uk.schoolscreener.com/school-covid-manager. Thompson Screening was formed by City University of London and its school screener. That's not easy to say, you know. School screener software has been used in the NHS since 2013 to manage school delivery, immunisations, health needs and health screening. So check it out, uk.schoolscreener.com/school-covid-manager. Okay, whilst we're talking about grants and official things, we might as well get them all done in one go. So there's a new grant scheme being launched for SMEs in construction. Robert Edge and Patrick Maynard are pleased to announce the launch of the iConstruct project, helping SMEs in the construction and built environment sectors in Essex, Kent and East Sussex to embrace innovation and access new business opportunities. It offers three types of support: grant funding, mentoring and access to a supply chain development network, and the grant funding worth between £1,000 and £20,000 is available to part fund the development or launch of a new product or service, which also offers wider innovation benefits to the sector, such as improving productivity and sustainability. SMEs can also benefit from up to 9 hours of free one-to-one business support worth up to £1,200 through the iConstruct mentoring scheme. All eligible participants will have free access to the iConstruct network worth up to £800. You can find out more by going to the website, which is www.i-construct.org.uk. That's i-construct.org.uk. Alrighty-ho. Let's do some more tweets, I think. I'm going to need you lot to tweet and send me gifts and stuff, because I need stuff to cheer me up and to read out. Athelbrae have been on again. Can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for a webinar session we're putting together with our GDPR Brexit specialist, Andy Styles, designed to support businesses who do not really understand what is needed of them. You can get in touch with us for further details of this, and it's a 60-minute information session, so it's a one-hour session on Brexit and GDPR. Do get in touch with Athelbrae, with Kate or Keith over there. Athelbrae on the Twitter, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D. Athelbrae Limited is their Twitter handle. Follow them on Twitter. Send them a message. Find out more about Brexit and GDPR, the 60-minute information session. Thank you for that. Let's just see what we've got here. Oh, here we go. Pink Spaghetti, Vicky. Yes, please, Paul. I would be grateful if I could have a shout out on the Business Bunker. If anyone is struggling with their planning for this year, given that we're back in lockdown, I would be happy to have a chat. A fresh perspective can often highlight new ideas of different ways to do things. Well, that's very kind, Vicky, and a very useful thing. It's always good to talk, and you know, when we're struggling to think about how we deal with things and how we manage our businesses and what we can do to kind of mitigate the losses, for want of a better way of describing it that we're making at the moment by not being able to do business, it's always useful to be able to have an independent ear to talk to. So if anybody wants to talk to Vicky, use her as a sounding board or just discuss some ideas, do get in touch with her. You can find Vicky on her Twitter. Her Twitter handle is pinkspag_Vicky, spelt V-I-K-K-I-E, pinkspag_Vicky. Follow her on her Twitter, send her a message, say hello. Vicky's also said she's tuned into the show today, so thank you for listening, Vicky, and welcome. What else we got? Best business events. Hi, Business Bunker. There's a great marketing opportunity in 2021. Why not get involved with the Awards Kent? We have just 4 sponsorship packages available. Your chance to reach new businesses and create new opportunities. Find out more by dropping them an email to info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk. So thank you for all of those. Do keep your tweets coming. I've got loads of tweets still to read. I've got loads of emails to read. But right now, we're going to play some cheesy tunage.
Training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Lock Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. Oh, that's not very good, is it? We've got a bit of a crackly line there. Let's see what we can do with that. Joe, are you there, first and foremost?
I am indeed, Paul. I am. Hello.
Oh, that's good. You sound much better now. It's just me that sounds a bit bad. Okay, that's a bit better. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show Joe Moffat of Woodreed. I don't know if you saw what I did there. I played a bit of Knock on Wood, a bit of cheesy tuning, just for you.
Love it. Lovely. Yeah, good. Excellent. You couldn't know, though, but I really, my main hero is a bit of the boss, so next time you can play me Thunder Road or something.
Oh, absolutely. I will. Joe, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, not least of which, Ronnie Hassel, we had last week. I need to tell the listeners, I was incredibly horrible to Joe. We tried to pre-record this interview on Zoom, and every time we tried, well, first and foremost, I missed the appointment to start with, and if that wasn't bad enough, when we tried to reset it up, we kept cutting out, and I kept saying to Joe, well, it can't be me, Joe, because I've done this hundreds of times, it must be you, but it turned out to be me.
and what made it worse, but it was a bank holiday as well, so yeah. I was thinking, when you didn't make the appointment, I was thinking you'd realised it was a bank holiday, New Year's Day, in fact, and therefore, you know, I'd better not be doing it, because it's a public holiday. So I took the opportunity to sit down with my husband and watch The Irishman, which, right. If anyone has watched it, you know, it goes on for days. It's, you know, it's like the longest film ever. And it ended up being the longest film ever plus, because you and I kept trying to re-record this Zoom thing in the middle of it as well. Yeah. But never mind.
Well, in my defence, the first one that went wrong is because I got stuck in a flood.
You got stuck in a puddle, didn't you?
I did. I drove into a puddle that was deeper than I thought it was. Anyway, you're here now, Joe, and that's the main thing.
I am indeed.
And it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. You were last on the show back in August. And you were talking about some of the things you were doing. But why don't we kick off by you reminding the listeners what it is that Joe and Woodreed do.
Yes, of course. Lovely. Yeah, it was. It was back in August. The sun was shining. It was lovely and hot. And my goodness, what a difference, you know, 6-5 months makes, eh? I'm Jo, and I've been running my own Kent-based marketing agency for nearly 30 years now. Actually, it's 30 years this year, which is a bit of a scary thought. Wow. And we work with clients of all various shapes and sizes, from large PLCs, automotive brands, as well as not-for-profit and public sector organisations like the NHS Trust and National Lottery Heritage Fund logistics companies, all sorts, a whole broad range, really. Right. And we've been doing that for a long time. But off the back of running my own marketing agency, I've trained and qualified to now offer business growth mentoring to other SME owners in Kent. Because as well as running my own marketing agency, I am an SME owner, and I've been running that business for 30 years. So I wanted to sort of add a sort of extra layer onto that, which is what I've now trained and qualified to do, and really particularly relevant, I think, to your listenership on the Business Bunker.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's an interesting thing to do, because, as you say, you've got lots of experience in running a business, and those business experiences are invaluable. Without getting into too much of a rant, one of the problems that I see, you know, when looking at the lockdowns again announced last night, politicians don't, and I know they're trying to react to something, but you know, I don't think they fully understand the ramifications of stopping and starting businesses. You know, it's okay to say, well, don't open tomorrow and open next Monday, but it isn't as simple as that. You can't just suddenly sack all your staff because the government decided you couldn't open, you know. So having experience in business is incredibly valuable. But I'm interested in the fact that you qualified. Did you do a specific program in this?
So I'm working with an organisation called the Mentors Guild, which is really a fabulous resource, and I went through that process myself, and it was kind of like a validation of everything that I'd learned and experienced myself over 30 years, which was really interesting. But distilled it down into the things that really matter and can really make a difference. Because you know, there's that famous old Lord Leverhulme saying, wasn't there, that I know that 50% of my advertising is wasted, I just don't know which 50%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And what this program has done for me is helped to sort of identify the absolute things that you really need to know you're going to get right, and the things that really matter. And the sort of, you know, the sort of core elements that make a marketing campaign success, and that can ratchet up the results, you know, can optimize what you're doing. Because it's very often, you know, people are doing their marketing, they're writing their web page, or they're writing their sales letter or their sales email or whatever it is, and they may be doing it perfectly well, but actually there may be just one or two things which, if you tweak them, can really exponentially improve the performance to whatever piece of marketing you're doing, and that's the trick that very often we don't see. And also, I think, you know, it's very easy as a business owner to and I know this when I work with clients as well, you know, it's very easy to get sucked into thinking that you must tell your clients or potential clients everything that you want them to know. And you put everything in the kitchen sink into your communications. And of course, you know, that's just fatal. It's actually about, first of all, thinking about who your audience is, where their head is at, what you want them to think and feel and do, and get them, and then focus your communication to target that particular thing, and target to particular audiences is really, really important. And that's something that is, you know, easy trap to fall into.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trying, you know, putting everything in the kitchen sink into it if you're not careful.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting, and I love what you're doing, and I'm fully on board with what you're saying. And there's some interesting things come here. I'm thinking primarily from a micro and quite very small business point of view. As micro and SME businesses, more than anyone, I think, can benefit from mentoring and support and help.
Absolutely.
Yeah, more than anybody, because you know, as a one woman, one man, one person band, which the vast majority are, in fact, 99% of them are. It's difficult to have the skills to do all of it. You know, most people go into business as a florist because they're a florist, or a hairdresser because they're a hairdresser,
exactly,
not because they're a marketing guru or a financial consultant or whatever.
Absolutely, and they know their business. Yeah. They know their business inside out. That's where their skill is. Yeah. That's their art. That's their qualification. That's their professionalism. That's what they know. Nobody said they had to be a professional communicator or a professional ad man or ad woman. You know, and also I think the other thing is it's hard. It can be very, very lonely and very isolating trying to do these things. And one of the things that I value the most about what I do, and I've got a cracking colleague who I've worked with now for over 15 years, Charlotte, and she and I bounce stuff off. We bounce things back and forth between us, and we end up getting somewhere that we neither of us thought we would ever get to when we've done that bouncing. It's that power of collaboration, which is really, really important. And I think the other thing that as an SME owner, I absolutely know to be true, because I know I've fallen into that trap myself umpteen times, more times than I care to admit, is that it's so easy, if you're not careful, to spend all of your time as an SME owner working in the business and not enough time working on the business. Do you understand? You know,
oh, absolutely,
you know, to get sucked in. And you know, the last recent months, the sort of experiences of recent months, in some respects, it's it's very easy to recognise that what it's triggered in people is a bit of a kind of fight and flight response, you know, a sense of panic, a sense of, oh my God. And that point you were talking about, Paul, about that uncertainty and that stop, start, is every time that happens, we pushes ourselves back into that, oh my God, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do? And we go into that sort of fight and flight response mechanism. And that means we can't focus, we can't concentrate, we find it difficult to learn new things. We hunker down, and that's not good for creativity. And if there's one thing we need in bucket loads at the moment to survive, is creativity, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. We've got some beeping going on there. I don't know what's that. I couldn't agree with you. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm still here.
I couldn't agree with you more. One of the interesting things as well is, in the early days of the pandemic, back last March, when the government first started to lock down and present some, I don't know what that beeping is. Is that you or me?
No, I'm not getting any beeping.
I'm getting some beeping here. I don't know where it's coming from. Anyway, don't worry about it. Back last March, when the government first started introducing grants and different ways of claiming this, that and the other, one of the things that became immediately apparent to me was how many, and I mean lots and lots and lots, of small businesses didn't even understand how their business is constructed.
Mm-hmm.
And what I meant by that is whether they were self-employed, a limited company, a sole trader, and they didn't understand the basics of what those things meant. And I spoke to a large number of people that said, oh, no, well, see, I'm self-employed. I don't qualify for any of this. And I said, you got a limited company. Yeah, yeah, but I work for myself. No, but you're an employee. And the basics, the basic starting point of a business is the foundations. And and if we haven't built a business on a solid foundation, it's going to crumble eventually, which is what happens to businesses if they're not configured right. So
absolutely,
you know, all those kind of things need to, you know, people need help with, because there's no reason why you should know what the best structure is to run a business. It's not something people walk around with in their heads unless you're an accountant.
Absolutely. And you know, it's quite understandable why people don't necessarily understand these things. It's because different organizations treat us differently. So for the purposes of what I do, I run a limited company. I am on the PAYE of that limited company. But when I go to apply for a mortgage at the bank, they consider me to be self-employed because they don't see me as PAYE. They want my business accounts.
Yeah.
And yet I'm running a limited company. So you get the kind of, sometimes as a business owner, you're stuck between the devil and the deep blue sea, and you kind of get the worst of both worlds sometimes.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not a walk in the park by any means, is it?
No, absolutely. And again, that brings us back to why it's so important for all of us to have some kind of mentoring, coaching, support, help, and a friendly ear, if nothing else, you know, just to input some ideas. And just while we're talking about that, I need to say this. I saw it earlier, and I have tremendous respect. I don't have a lot of respect for broadcast journalists, but Andrew Neil is one of those people that I do have a lot of respect for as a broadcast journalist. But he said something this morning that I just fundamentally disagree with, and I'd like your view on it as well. What he was saying was, there's far too many people on Twitter that consider themselves experts on running railways that have never run a railway, i.e. using that as an example. I understand the sentiment, you know, there's a lot of people who don't know what they're talking about, giving it jip. But the problem I have with that is that there's far too many people running railways that don't understand how to run railways.
Well, yes, indeed. And
my point about that is you don't need to be an expert in an industry to know what's wrong with it, because your customers tend to know what's wrong with it. So, you know, I don't need to run the NHS to know where the NHS fails me as a patient. I don't need to know where, you know, Southeastern Rail fails as a passenger transit service. I don't need to have run a railway to know that. I just need to be a customer on the end of it.
Absolutely. No, I agree. I mean, I think, yeah, I certainly agree that there's potentially there are potentially too many armchair experts
who for sure.
claim expertise based on nothing, which is clearly
Googling.
But absolutely. But equally, there's an awful lot of people with no expertise being put in the position of running massive infrastructure projects in this country at the moment.
Exactly.
I'm not quite sure how horse racing qualifies you to run track and trace, but there you go. But let's not go there, eh?
No, absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. But the interesting thing from our discussion, as far as I'm concerned with things like that, is, you know, sometimes with a business, people go, you know, well, I'm an expert in the business. And yes, you are. You know, you're an expert plumber or heating engineer or whatever your business is. Yeah, you know, you are. But you're not an expert marketer. Or maybe you know how your business works, but do you know how a customer sees your business working? You know, that having that external expertise or external thinking patterns outside of an industry can be incredibly valuable, because when you are locked into an industry, you tend to, it becomes an echo chamber, it becomes a bubble. You all talk about the same thing, you all go the same route, you all look at the same issues, you all know the same things.
Yes.
But
well, there's a lovely quote, I know it's been used umpteen times, it's not a new one, but Einstein said, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again but expecting different results. And you know, that's the point. If you can do something different, but the challenge is knowing what is it that you could do differently that can make a difference to the results that you get. And that's really what I wanted to just share with your listeners today, Paul, actually, because when I was on the show back in the summer, I was talking about the Mentors Guild work that I'm doing and the programs and systems that we have that are really focused on growth and expansion. But of course, at the moment, there's an awful lot of SME owners who've perhaps been reflecting about how their businesses are over the Christmas and New Year break. And now, and with last night's news, you know, focusing their thoughts even more sharply, saying, well, it's not really about growth and expansion, Joe, it's about survival, you know, and actually, very often, it's actually you need to do the same things in terms of your sales and marketing to survive as you do to grow and expand your business. They basically require you to do the same things. And what, you know, it's kind of more important really than ever, to make sure that the sales and the marketing that you are doing is absolutely spot on and is delivering to the nth degree that it possibly can for you. And so what I've got available, and it could either be incredibly well timed or it could be appallingly well timed, depending on how you look at it, you know, given where we are. But I'm hoping it's incredibly well timed. We have got this thing called the Sell More Stuff Challenge.
Right.
And it's something that, and I'll share the link if I may with your listeners afterwards.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely free, that's the first thing to say. And it's over a period of 5 days, and it's not 5 solid days, but over a period of 5 days, you dip into the challenge and you access an amazing resource of workbooks, webinars, videos. There's a Facebook group giving virtual support. There's Q&A, live Q&A sessions twice a week. In order for you to go, or for your listeners, or you indeed, Paul, you too may like to do it, to go through the Sell More Stuff Challenge in order to absolutely hone and fine-tune the things that can transform your marketing immediately. And that's something which I would recommend people had a go at. The key thing about the challenge as well, there's many things about the challenge, but first of all, it's not theoretical.
Right.
So it's a 5-day challenge of, as I say, sort of tactics and strategies and workbooks and learning. But it's not theoretical. You're actually going through those tools and techniques and tactics and actually practically applying them to your own business. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
I think the other thing to say about it as well, and there are, if you go around on the internet at the moment, there's quite a lot of free challenges on the go, people
sure.
offering free challenges for this, free challenge for that. But, and I've looked at some of them and I've done some of them myself as well. And the problem with a lot of them is they use the free content in the challenge as a teaser.
Right.
And they save their best stuff for behind the paywall.
They save their best stuff afterwards. Yeah.
And this is just not the case with this, because I've actually gone through this challenge myself, and it is incredible. It's a real masterclass, almost like a mini MBA, if you like,
right.
to really look at your business and get it fit for whatever 2021 is going to throw at us. So there's a whole raft of marketing tactics and strategies that people can apply to their businesses to change the results they get, to really optimize, you know, sort of ratchet up the results they're getting without it costing them a penny to do.
Mm.
We're not saying, you know, you need to go and do this marketing campaign and spend tens of thousands of pounds on X, Y, Z. It's about looking at what you're currently doing and upping the ante of it, or looking at things that you might not be doing that you can easily do without actually having to spend any money. You know, there's a few things in there that I would guarantee your listeners are not doing at the moment. There
sure.
are certain things that particularly people who haven't got a professional marketing department in-house will not be doing. One of those things is thinking about the target audience.
Yeah.
And we all of us, and I know, you know, I can climb inside my own head and know that I'm as guilty of this as anyone. We all fall into what we think is the comfortable trap of trying to be all things to all men.
Mm.
And when you ask somebody who's your target audience, they pretty much say, well, I could sell it to everybody living in wherever, or everyone who is over 25. You know, it's a broad target audience by and large, because people have this huge fear of missing out on a particular audience, so they kind of want to be all things to all people. And that is the most fundamentally flawed approach you could possibly imagine. And if we have a very clear idea in our mind of who our target audience is, and that is sort of like day one of this program, and then make sure that everything we do is really targeted to them. Yes, we may not be relevant to people on the periphery, but we will engage so much more effectively with those people who really are our target audience. We'll do so much better with them that it doesn't matter about those people floating around on the outskirts that we're going to miss out on. So that's just one, you know, just one thing to throw in there. But yeah, a 5-day Sell More Stuff challenge, absolutely free, absolutely nothing to lose, and an incredibly rich resource, which I'm making available to your listeners.
Well, that's fantastic, and we'll hear the link from you for that in a moment. I have to say that I think it's the perfect timing for this. You know, the vast majority of us in business at the moment aren't doing anything very much apart from hanging on.
Apart from panicking.
And going, oh my God, what am I going to do? So, you know, there's a double thing here, you know, because a lot of small businesses avoid thinking about this kind of thing because they're too busy. Yeah, they're busy doing what they're doing. And therefore don't have time to stop and work on the business rather than in the business, as you said earlier. Well, now there's no excuse, is there? Because there isn't a business to work in at the moment.
No. And, you know, it will be, you will feel, I guarantee you'll have fun doing it. You know, and not only do I guarantee you'll have fun doing it, but you'll actually get some real value out of it. And I guarantee it will make a difference to what you're doing. And it will make you feel better.
Yeah.
You know, you'll feel you're doing something. You're in control.
Yeah.
And one of the worst things about the circumstances we find ourselves in at the moment, and I touched on this sort of fight and flight mode earlier, is we need certainty. And you touched on this stop start thing, and that really messes with our heads.
Yeah.
It messes with our psyche and our confidence and our capability and our, as I said before, creativity. You know, we need certainty. It's hardwired into our brains as humans. We need certainty, and if we don't have it, we start to panic and look for threats, and then that sends us off down all kinds of dodgy dead end streets, really. So, but this will make you feel good about yourself. You'll feel you're doing something. You're taking control. I'm not going to use the word take back control. I will use that.
That's been done.
I think it's been done to death. You will be starting to take control. But I think, you know, you'll have fun, and that's really important. I think it's you've got to have fun doing what you're doing, and there's not been a lot of that around lately. So.
Absolutely, and also I think by doing an exercise like this, it should be motivational too. It should give you some inspiration so that when we can come back, you've got a better idea of how to hit the ground running and do something effectively. Because I if you look at my businesses, I own 9 businesses. If you look at my businesses, one of the things that you said that really struck a chord with me, because I think you're 100% right, is that you have to have a very specific idea of the target that your business is aimed at, the mm-hmm. audience that you're aimed at. If you look at my businesses, they're all niche businesses that could be on a wider scale, but I've chosen to focus on a particular niche because that is the most effective way of doing business as a small business. You know, it's easy to say, oh, you know, I can sell anything to anybody, but you actually can't. And when you do open up to be like that, you're competing with some much bigger businesses that can. And you know, it's not effective. So I 100% I get that, Joe, and it sounds like a fantastic challenge. I might even do it myself, actually. But for the moment, give us a link for how people can find out more about it and sign up for it.
Absolutely. Well, I've done a little bit.ly link of it to make it an easier link to put out over the air. Right. And I'll send you the link afterwards, and we can pop it out on Twitter to people as well.
Yep.
So it's a bit.ly link, which is, I'm sure you're familiar with, which is bit.ly.
Yep.
And then / Business Bunker, Sell More Stuff.
So bit.ly / Business Bunker, Sell More Stuff. I like that.
Correct.
I like that. That sounds good to me. That's brilliant.
I thought you might like that one, Paul.
Yeah.
But do get involved, and if you'd like to have a play with it yourself, it would be fun as well. So
absolutely. What I'll do, Joe, is I'll put that link on the Business Bunker Radio website homepage as well, so that people
can
find it there.
Thank you.
And then
lovely.
we'll put it out to the followers on Twitter and LinkedIn and everywhere.
Excellent.
Joe, as always, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you and to hear your bubbling enthusiasm and your motivational tones are really, really welcome at this time especially. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, that's very sweet of you to say, Paul. Thank you. It's a pleasure to come on, and I love all your Twitterati that you have following you. They're great. So
yeah.
It's a lovely audience you've got here. So thanks very much for having me, and wish you the happiest and healthiest of New Year's, and to your listeners as well.
And to you likewise, Joe. Thank you so much for being on. Do stay safe, and we'll see you again soon. And we'll get people on the Business Bunker, Sell More.
Business Bunker, Sell More Stuff.
Sell
Absolutely.
More stuff. Lovely.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thank you, Joe. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye for now.
That's Joe Moffat there of Wood Reed. Oh, I seem to have disappeared. Hold on. Oh, that's better. Lots of crackly stuff going on in the studio today. I'm not sure what all that's about. So that was Joe Moffat of Wood Reed. And do have a look at that challenge. bit.ly/ Business Bunker, Sell More Stuff. Check it out. It looks really, really interesting and good fun. And hey, it's free. And we've got nothing else to do. We're all locked at home. Keep your tweets coming. Keep your information coming in. I've got some more emails to read. I've got some more tweets to read. Hendrix Training, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker. 2021 is going to be a blast from all at Hendrix Training. Well, let's hope so. Well, it all depends what kind of blast, of course. Construction Expo. Digitizing is the answer. How to future-proof your business and move into a digital area. A brilliant session by David Mark Shaw. From David Shaw. Yeah, I've seen his sessions before. Do check them out on the Twitter. Construction Expo is their Twitter handle. And have a look at that link with a talk from David Mark Shaw on digitization. What else have we got here? Oh, the lovely Kim Stevens from Care in Kent. I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker for all the Care in Kent home care workers in Ashford and Folkestone. A massive thank you to our Care in Kent teams for their outstanding care and devotion every single day. If you see us out and about, give us a wave. And that's Happy New Year from Kim. And Happy New Year to you too, Kim, and your fantastic team in Ashford and Folkestone, providing care for people in their homes. And what a fantastic job they are doing too. What else have we got here? There's so many tweets coming in, and some of them just aren't readable. Happy New Year from Kaz at Whitcomb HR. Happy New Year, Vanillaware Business Bunker team. Well, Happy New Year to you too, Kaz. And that's the lovely folks at Whitcomb HR. And Natalie from Whitcomb has been on as well. Happy New Year, Business Bunker Radio and the Business Bunker Show. We love listening to the Bunker Show last year, and we really enjoyed partnering with you. It was a real highlight for us, and here's to a brighter 2021. Well, thank you for supporting us. You know, our sponsors and supporters are the thing that keep us going. So thank you so much for that. What else have we got? Let's have a look. Oh, Jules is rabbiting on about something, but I'm ignoring her. It's probably nothing to do with the show. She's probably going on about a thyroid or something. Oh, no, what's that? We're in Tier 4. Our life in Tier 3 hasn't changed much, but she's having her nails done, apparently. Okay. Athelbro said, we were a bit late to the party listening to the Business Bunker Show, but now we're now you're motivating us while ironing. Oh, I've got some shirts you could do. I take it it's Keith that's doing the ironing. I'll pop my shirts over, Keith. You can give him an iron. Thank you. In Tune PR, when will Jules Serkin be back live with Vanilla Web? Their joint dynamic makes the show extra special, yin and yang and all that stuff. Well, you'll have to ask Boris that, I'm afraid, Darren, because we don't know. We've been locked down and we're not allowed in the studio together. So my co-host today was going to be the lovely Bird on a Bike. And you haven't heard Bird, I dare say. So that's a shame. But I will be talking to Bird just after 2 o'clock on the phone. But we can't have two people in the studio at the moment. So until Boris makes up his mind and lets us know, I can't really tell you when she'll be back. She is due to be back on the 19th of January, and she's doing her own show first, the Scoff and Quaff show, with Wild Breadhead, who's the guest. She's going to be talking about property management and turkey soup, apparently. I've no idea. I'm just reading her tweets. I mean, they make no sense, obviously. But she'll be back with the Scoff and Quaff show on the 19th of January. And then hopefully she can stay on to co-host the Bunker show if we're allowed to by then. But who knows? Dragon Co-working have been on and said good luck for the Business Bunker Show. So thank you everybody that's tweeting. Do keep your tweets coming. I'll read some more tweets in a minute, but let's have a look at this. If you own a business in Gravesham and you've fallen through the cracks of the financial support things that are available, Gravesham have extended their discretionary grant scheme, which provides grants of about £500. Now, the scheme closes on the 8th of January, so you've got 3 days left to get in your claim if you're a Gravesham-based business. And we've got a blog all about it with a link to how to claim on the Boosterless Bunker website. So if you go to kempersonsradio.co.uk/Gravesham, you can find out all about it. It's a blog by the Economic Development Team from Gravesham Council about their discretionary grant scheme and how to claim it. But it does close on the 8th of January, so don't leave it too much longer before you look into that and apply for it if you're a Gravesham-based business. What else have we got here? Coming up very soon is the Kent and Medway Business Summit on Friday the 15th of January. The Kent and Medway Business Summit will return for its fourth year on the 15th of January with a clear focus on business resilience, renewal and strategy for return to growth. Hosted annually at the University of Kent by the Kent Business School and its partners, the Federation of Small Business, the Institute of Directors and located in Kent, the Kent and Medway Business Summit brings together some 400 businesses and policymakers to debate key themes. They're going to have expert keynote speakers. Will cover topics on the economy and the latest developments in Brexit. Workshops will deliver insights into areas including productivity, infrastructure, placemaking and skills, and offer the opportunity for businesses to have their say on developing strategy. In 2021, the summit will be hosted virtually using the exciting platform Remo, which offers unparalleled opportunities for networking and collaboration. If you want to read more about this or to register for your place on the summit, which you do, you should be going to this. It's good. It's, you don't have to go anywhere either. It's virtual. If you go to one of two places, you can go to kenthospitality.kent.ac.uk/register. That's kenthospitality.kent.ac.uk/register. Or you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Kent Summit. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Kent Summit. Either of those links will take you to the details of the summit and a link to register to attend. I've got an email here from Terry Botfield. Thank you to everyone who supported the Marsh Network and attended our meetings during 2020. Despite the challenges, the numbers attending meetings have grown, and membership of our two Facebook pages, the Romney Marsh Networking Group and the Rhine Networking Group, and Rhine Networking Over Coffee, have all increased, with people attending from as far apart as Bexhill, Midway, Deal, and many other areas of East Kent and East Sussex and Kent. We'll continue to hold out online Marsh Network meetings every 2 weeks and aim to put in place an integrated model, including face-to-face meetings as soon as it's safe and legal to do so. Our first 2020 meetings are virtual, and they will take place at 10:30 on the 6th, that's manana tomorrow, of January, the 6th of January and the 20th of January. You can book now by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh Network. To ensure your place, the meetings up to the end of March are on the same link. So while you're there, you can diary and book your places for upcoming all the way through to March 2021. Stay safe and well, and we look forward to seeing you all at the next January meeting. That's from Terry Botfield. You can follow Terry on the Twitter with the delightfully named Twitter handle TD Botty. So give TD Botty a follow. Right, I've got loads of tweets suddenly coming in, so let me just try and catch up with some of them. Athelbray has said, Keith Ironing, are you mad? Joe Moffitt from Wood Reed, who we've just spoken to, has just sent the link via Twitter, so I'm just about to retweet that. So that's the bit.ly... Business Bunker Sell More Stuff link. So do check that out, and I've just retweeted that, so you can have a look at the link. Telcare Limited, the telecom systems provider over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester. Happy New Year, Business Bunker Radio Show and Vanilla Web. Wishing you a fabulous year. Eventually we'll get there. Yeah, we will. We will get there eventually. It's just so draining at the moment, though, isn't it? Because, it's stop-start, but there you go. Athelbrow said, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, great interview with Joe. Definitely going to look at the Marketing 5-Day Challenge. Good stuff. Yeah, me too. Ibiza Fitness Food have been on. We love creating new dishes for you. Roast chicken breast with red wine, polenta and cabbage. Jerk chicken with spiced rice and pineapple chutney. Who else can't wait for their delivery to arrive this week, they say. So that's Ibiza Fitness Food. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is IBZ Fitness Food. IBZ Fitness Food. That's Ibiza Fitness Food. So that's some of the tweets. Keep your tweets coming. I'll catch up with some of them in a minute. But it's almost time to join the newsroom, which is just as well because I'm getting a bit croaky and I've got no drink. I need a glass of water. Construction Southeast Awards 2021. How would you like to have award winning next to your name or the name of your business? We want to recognise the achievements, developments and innovations around the Southeast from organisations in the construction industry. The application is quick and easy and it's totally free to enter. So this is the Construction Southeast Awards 2021. You can find out more by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/business events. There's a tab on the website that says business events. Click on the tab or put /business events and you can find out all about the Construction Southeast Business Awards for 2021.
Radio News Update.
The Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, has announced new support for businesses as England entered its third national lockdown.
Today, I'm announcing an additional £4.6 billion for the hardest hit businesses across the UK, those in retail, hospitality and leisure forced to close.
The support will come in the form of new one-off £9,000 grants on top of the money already being made available. Scotland